Luister nog steeds naar Q-Dance Radio live en direct vanuit Biddinghuizen, waar DEFCON 2011 nog steeds in volle gang is. Van de Ultraviolet Koen gaan we nu over naar de Black, waar de Viper al een kwartier geleden is begonnen. Hebben we nog wat te melden? Meld je even aan op de Twitter. Gebruik dan de hashtag DQ11, oftewel DEFCON 2011. Zo meteen bij je terug. Vet in die adiel.
DEFCON 1.
Je luistert nog steeds naar Q-Dance Radio live en direct vanuit Biddinghuizen. Het nieuwe terrein voor DEFCON 1. En naast mij staat toch wel, denk ik, een van de grootste hardstyle fanaten. Ja, van eigenlijk heel de wereld. How we do it in English, Bioweapon.
Yo, yo, what's up?
How you doing, mate?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Dude, what an amazing festival.
This is fucking great, man.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, look, for those that don't know, it's been a bit cloudy, it's been a bit rainy, but you know what, that hasn't killed the vibe at all.
No.
Not at all. It's been absolutely amazing. I've been running into people that I know, people that I don't know, and the atmosphere is absolutely electrifying.
And what do you think of the new, the new DEFCON, the new location, the new setup,
okay,
3 days in a row.
It's different. It's a little bit different because obviously I played at Almere last year and they had the beach and the sunset over the beach was very nice and romantic if you like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this gives it a more of a, like, a very, very...
Another vibe.
A different vibe, yeah. A festival, if I can say that vibe. Rather than being on the beach, it's, you know, it's really, you're here to party.
Yeah.
You know, it's fantastic. Everybody sort of is just got a really great vibe about it and a really great atmosphere about it. It's really cool. You know, I don't think that the atmosphere has changed too much at all. It's just more people.
Yeah, it's different. And 3 days. And what does DEFCON mean for you?
Well, you know what? DEFCON is like a celebration of everything hard.
Yeah.
It's, you know, people from around the world know DEFCON. It's a global brand. You know, Australia has its own DEFCON. Now it's, you know, 3 years running.
Yeah.
Huge.
The best festival in Australia.
That's right, yeah. One.
Second time in a row.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the newest festival in Australia as well, which is, you know, we've got plenty of house festivals, we've got plenty of, you know, trance bits and pieces that are going on, and the fact that DEFCON is literally popped out of nowhere and just conquered the festival scene is, you know, phenomenal.
How do you think that the hardstyle conquered Australia in such a small time?
It's got to do with the passionate fans, absolutely. You know, the fans of hardstyle, the fans of hard dance in Australia are nothing but passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have to give a huge shout out to everyone that's listening from Australia at the moment.
They are, hundreds of them, maybe thousands.
Yeah, possibly thousands, you're right. It's because of them, the reason that DEFCON 1 is the most popular festival in Australia, and it's massive. You know, there's a huge Australian contingent here.
Yeah, I heard, I think 500-600 people from Australia.
It's absolutely fantastic. You know, when I played with the Tone Shifters, right in front there, I could see Australian flags everywhere. I was recognizing people that I know, and it was kind of a bit strange because it was so surreal.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen these people, and I've been living in Holland now for since February, and, you know, I see these people, and they're my good friends. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm so glad you could make it.
It's like a reunion.
Exactly. It's like a huge reunion, and it's all about hard dance, all about hard style. It's fantastic, you know. I think DEFCON has, you know, the real power. Dare I say, and it's going to sound really cliche because of the anthem.
Yeah.
It has the power to unite, and it really has.
It does. It does.
And it really has united people here. And, you know, I just hope the same thing carries on in Australia for this year's edition.
Yeah, for sure. September, we will know.
No, it's going to be fantastic.
Because this year, it also will be bigger, huh?
That's right, yeah. They're extending it, I think, from 25,000 onwards. Which, I've really got no words. I mean, I've had a three-letter word, which has been the theme for DEFCON today.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's three-letter word, and that's it. Wow. I just keep on saying everywhere I go, it's just wow.
Hey, and you played, you already played, tell me...
You know what? I mean, I'm going to stick to that same three-letter word. Wow. The atmosphere was absolutely amazing. We just came on after Headhunters and Wild Stars.
It was
myself, Corey, and the Tone Shifters. Massive. Absolutely massive. We played a lot of new stuff as well. And to see the crowd reacting to, you know, this unknown music here at this festival where it was a bit damp, a bit rainy, you know, it didn't kill it at all.
No.
It was electrifying. Absolutely electrifying.
And tell me, you as a producer, do you... test tracks on events like this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is the best place to display and to showcase the new material that you've been doing because people are a bit more open to it.
You know how they react.
Exactly. You can see it. You know, you can see 25,000 people, how they're gonna move to your track.
Yeah.
And the fact that they've been, you know, the reaction has been absolutely astounding. It really just shows, you know, so much confidence in how open the Dutch people are to, and dare I say,
not
the international
only the Dutch,
it's international, you know what I mean? I've seen people from Sweden, people from France, people from Belgium. Yeah, wow. I'm going to stick to that word. Absolutely amazing. Wow.
And tell me about new releases. What is going to happen in the next couple of months by Weapon?
You know what? At the moment, I'm doing some remixes for a whole bunch of artists. And I might get in a bit of trouble for this, but I'm doing something for the Noise Controllers.
Oh.
Also doing something for Techno Boy and for The Prophet.
Yeah.
Massive remixes.
Fucking hell, man.
Absolutely massive remixes. There's a Noisemaker remix floating around, which is kind of cool, from Zartox. And also, you know, I've been doing a couple of bootlegs. You know...
Bootlegs?
Yes, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, okay. It started off as a bootleg, but who knows? It could turn into something more.
Mm-hmm.
For the listeners who are listening right now, this is just between you and us.
Only 1 million.
Yeah, no. Only 1 million. A small amount of people. I did a bootleg of Fragma's big hit, Tocker's Miracle.
Yeah.
And it'd been floating around YouTube. It's got a huge response, absolutely massive. And then we got in contact. Actually, dare I say, the singer, Coco, who originally sung Tocker's Miracle, contacted us. And said, you know what, if it's really good, if it's good enough, we might be able to release it as an official release.
Mate.
Wow.
That would be fucking great.
And
that would
be absolutely amazing. He's pushing hardstyle to new boundaries. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not watered down, it's not commercial too much, except for, obviously, the vocal from Tucker's Miracle, but it's nice and hard. It really represents what hardstyle is all about. And the fact that, you know, we've done this bootleg, which might turn into an official remix, is massive.
And what do you think of the new productions of colleagues? A lot of them are using dubstep influence, hip-hop shit, vocals.
I can't...
What do you think of dubstep?
You know what? Look, I love dubstep. You know, I've been playing a bit of Skrillex in a couple of my sets, so, you know, I can't really say a bad word about it. I mean, for some people, they don't quite understand it. I can get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think dubstep has some parallels with hardstyle because it's more about the sound design. And the fact that people in hardstyle are using that as an influence is really cool because they're bringing outside influence, making things a little bit different so it doesn't become the same old, the same old, the same old. It doesn't get stale.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's, you know, people don't like the track, the fact is, you know, they're bringing outside influences to try and make the scene more exciting, try to make the music more exciting. And I think that's great.
And for new people to...
Exactly. They can appreciate it. They can understand it. I heard something from Randy, which has a bit of a dubstep influence. I heard something also from Mr. Headhunters and Zartox, which has a bit
Noise Controllers are working on it.
Exactly.
Bus,
big things. You know what? Big things. And I'm glad that they're taking it on influences from other genres and from other scenes. And I just hope, you know, it keeps on going and keeps on going. Because I think that's what keeps scenes alive. That's what keeps music alive.
For sure.
It keeps on evolving, keeps on changing. It doesn't grow stale. It doesn't grow stagnant. Fantastic. I love it.
I love you, man.
I love you.
Thanks for being here. One last word to all the listeners.
Oh, you know what? I've got a huge shout out to everyone from Australia that's here at DEF CON. Everyone listening from Australia. To my big manager, Chris Watson. I didn't give you a shout out last time, so here it is. And you know what? Thank you so much for all the support. I love DEF CON. I love you guys.
Great. Which act are you really going to see tonight?
You know what? I'm going to see if I can catch Randy.
Yeah.
Because I really love what he's doing with Raw Style. Also, want to definitely have to catch the Noise Controllers at the end show.
Yeah, for sure, man. The end show.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
The big fireworks.
I've been hearing things that, you know, it's something to do with a helicopter, something to do with... I don't know.
You've seen the stage.
Oh, I've seen the stage.
There are big surprises in it.
You know what? It's going to be next level. That's what it is.
Cool.
Next level, man.
Thanks for being here, man.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.
Ciao.
See you in Australia. Je luistert nog steeds naar Q-Dance Radio en we gaan weer terug naar de plek met DJ The Viper. dat is dan weer een aardige omschakeling. Van de Vijver